Well, hello. How are y'all doing today? I'm going to do my usual setup here. Just make sure everything is doing what it's supposed to be doing, and we'll be back. Grab a coffee, grab a notebook if you're so inclined. We can always watch the recording afterwards, right? There we go. Yes, I can hear you. You're talking to me. There we go. Cool. So, how y'all doing today? It is what today? It is Thursday. Oh, June 1st. Yeah. There you go. Well, we had anything can happen Thursday, Wednesday edition yesterday, and that's what screwed me all up, I'm sure. Because when I log into the production console, if you will, and the title was Anything Can Happen Thursday, I went, wait a minute, it's not Thursday, it's only Wednesday. So then I had to find out where the hell I was at, what I was supposed to be doing, but it's all good. Everything is good. So how's your day going so far? So a couple of programming notes right off the bat. It's so neat how and share, right? We're all in this together. We're building a community together. That's where we're going to win this game, right? And again, the comments, when you post them on Facebook, they're coming in pretty close to real time, I've noticed. Sometimes there's a bit of a delay. So if I don't comment on them right away or post them or see them, I either haven't seen them yet or they're just that bit of a delay that's happening, okay? So welcome to Anything Can Happen Thursday, programming note. It's really been neat to see how, even just in this last week, how this vision is growing. And not just in the non-physical, any of you that are listening know what we talk about when we say, oh, I'm gonna sneeze. Non-physical, but in the physical manifestation of it, and I could sneeze at any minute, but we'll see. But in the non-physical, even just this week, I've launched into the Ask the Wizard almost daily. We've got the Anything Can Happen Thursdays. We've got the Course of Straight Shooters and the Russ and Tracy show that have been going for a while now. And we pretty much have programming now every day of the week. Well, Monday to Friday, anyhow. We may even, and you can let me know. Hey, Trace, thanks again. Tracy from the Russ and Tracy show is always so graciously hops in, and she really kind of assists in the production because she's actually able to hear it and see it the way you guys are. So then she can let me know if it's like, oh no, everything's falling apart or not. So thanks for that, Trace. That's cool. To see how this is manifesting, and we're even contemplating. So let me know. As you probably know, our broadcasting schedule is 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, Monday to Friday. I've contemplated doing maybe some evening shows. So let me know if the evening shows, if that's something you'd be interested in. I know with the evenings, it's kind of hard to tell because the people got different things on the go and that type of thing. But if you're looking for something like that, let me know. Post a comment to this on Facebook. Maybe the type of show, anything like that, because this vision is growing and it's gaining momentum. And I've been getting pictures of where it's going, and I gotta say it's pretty exciting, I have to say. So if you've got an idea in your head about a show, if you've got or if you know of somebody that needs to be interviewed, that needs to get their message out, this is a wonderful format for that. So we have a whole variety of services to do that. So if it's yourself or is it somebody you know and you would like to again get the word out in a format like an interview format like this, which it really adds a dynamic to it that is, I don't want to say more effective, but I think a lot more interesting sometimes than just the monologue, right? So it's like, I don't know if you guys ever watched Larry King. He was on forever on CNN, but that type of format. So I talked about it on Anything Can Happen Wednesday edition yesterday with Greg and Tracy. This name that I was given, and you've heard the word convergence, and I received that name years and years ago. And one aspect of that is convergence media. And so I formalized that a little bit, and you're going to start to see more and more of convergence media or convergence media HC, so for the healing center. And you're going to see more and more in that. I just built it this morning, so I really haven't posted it yet. So the It's going to be a Convergence Media Facebook page. Not so much a website, but a Facebook page, because that's our primary. Oh, hey, here's Trina. Hey, thanks for checking in, Trina. Really appreciate it. Great to, well, not see you again, but have you seen me? I don't know. So, and so we're building a Facebook page. And so what it will do is it will house all the archives of these shows. So the shows will still broadcast, the Straight Shooters we kind of share, Greg Dixon and myself share. So sometimes it'll be posted on mine, sometimes on his, but we all share it either way. So whatever the case may be, the archives of the show are going to be posted in this fan page. And you can get to this fan page. I didn't put the address down. Give me a second. So it's on Facebook, so you'll see it go public here shortly. You can like it if you wish. It also has, I can either type or talk, but not both, right? So if you go to convergence.healingcenter.ca, you'll go directly to the fan page as well. You won't go there yet because I haven't fixed that up yet, but it'll be done here today, this morning kind of thing. The hashtag that we're going to use is Convergence Media HC, the HD stands for Healing Center. There may be a few on individual shows, but sort of the generic one is if you type that in Facebook specifically, you're going to list all the shows. Or like I said, if you just go over to our fan page, you'll see them there. And I'm going to try and limit it to the program archives. So there won't be a whole lot of clutter. As you'll see often, I do like little recaps of the shows and stuff like that. So that will all be outside of that. So hopefully the plan is when you go there, you'll just see a list of the shows. So that's kind of the programming piece. Actually, we're going to try this. I don't know if it's going to work, but we're going to try something. So I built a little promo. And wake up. Wake up. There we go. Now it's waking up. I built a little promo. Nobody's seen this yet. I just finished it. Now, it has audio to it, so I'm going to try and get this to work. So, oh, hey, that's cool. Thanks. This is Amy Jo. Thanks, Amy Jo. Amy Jo purchased our Reiki for Self-Healing Home Study course a little while ago. She's commented getting a lot out of the home course. That's great. I'm so glad. Thanks for sharing that. And it really works well, I have to say, even though I'm the one that created the damn thing. It really works well in that it's practical, I think simple, if I can put it that way. And it's kind of like the universal screwdriver, right? With all the different heads on it, you can apply it in so many different areas of your life experience. That's great. Thanks, Amy. Thanks for checking in. And, oh goodness. Oh, cow. So we got some other comments. Hold tight, folks. And we'll go to this in a second here. Oh goodness. Thanks guys. Oh, what the, no, we're going to show the commercial first. Then we're coming back. That's what we're doing. Hold on. Where's my hide? Where is... So thanks, Amy. Thanks for watching and thanks for commenting. That's great. Okay, so we're going to flip over to this. Now, if I can get the audio to work, cool. If not, it's only a 20-second commercial, but I will be posting it later. Okay, so we're going over to here. You should see a black screen now. Now, I'm going to mute me and turn the audio on with this. So theoretically, this may work. Did it work? I'm thinking you probably would have seen it just fine. I'm not sure about the audio piece was the only thing, but I bet it worked okay. So, okay, well, let's just follow through on a few of the comments here. Oh, thanks, Candace. I'm a bit of a techie geek anyway, and I can remember, we will get to the topic, I'm sure, sometime before the end of the day. I can remember when I was a kid, I had a, oh, what was it? Geez, it was like an old video game. It was Pong or something like that. I don't know if that, and it would make these boom, boom kind of sounds. So I rigged up. Okay, so I don't know what old I would have been when I got that. So took a fridge box, made like a spaceship out of it. And I built these little lights and this Pong thing going in the background and stuff. And what's really interesting about this is, what's interesting about this is I can remember sitting there and you drew the little flick of your screen. This is like 100 years ago, right? And I was thinking, oh, I was pretending, and how cool it would be to be in one spot and to reach out all over the place. And isn't that interesting that, of course, with technology now and with what I'm doing right now, I'm sitting here in my office with all this cool stuff reaching out globally. And isn't that cool? This is, I think often the news has this theme about everything's going to hell in a handbasket. I remember watching a TED Talk, TED TV. A lot of really neat stuff. And he was saying that from his perspective, never are we better positioned to introduce solutions, because never before has somebody from a grass hut in the plains of Africa, but they have a cell phone and they can share their ideas with somebody in Silicon Valley in San Francisco. And that's one of the things he was saying, that never before have we been able to gather together in that non-physical fashion, right? To grow, expand, and evolve. And for me, that's what the Convergence Media Network is. It's about creating that community. You've heard me harp about community a lot, bringing on people like Greg and Tracy and then Mary Jo and myself from our end. It's just amazing how solid this foundation is. That's why I'm really excited about where this will go. So thanks for that. I'm just kind of going through here. We got the other half of the Straight Shooters was here somewhere. Where did he go? We got another topic. Hold on here. So, would be frequency and vibration. Okay, cool. Okay, thanks, Trina. I'm going to read that further and think about it. But I like that. Here's the other half of the Straight Shooter. So, what does the HC stand for? Well, Greg, it stands for Healing Center. Now, if you type in Convergence Media, it's kind of a cool name. So it's all over the place. So really the only reason I did that in a formal fashion is to kind of differentiate it. So henceforth, it's Healing, it's Convergence Media HC. So that's all that is. So that's what that is. Okay, if we covered everybody. Oh, it worked. Okay, excellent. And you heard it. Excellent. Thanks, Greg. And folks, I figured it was going to work. I just wasn't sure whether we'd get some crazy ass feedback. So we'll be posting that so you can look at it on Facebook. Okay, I think that's it. Thanks, everybody. Here's the hashtag that we talked about, right? Convergence Media HC Healing Center, right? I think that is kind of... Yeah. Okay. So let's get to the topic. Thanks for checking in, guys, in the comments. This is, we could just kind of chat all day. This is really cool. So that's, okay. Just let me get rid of my thing there. So the topic of this one, and actually Tracy and I chatted about this yesterday morning, I guess it would be, was, and she was talking about sort of no man's land. So what's no man's land or the twilight zone? This is one of the things I know for myself, and I know it's such a common experience for our kids. You're all our kids, right? Is often in the beginning is when it will be even more profound, because it's their first time through this experience. I know for myself, I go through this experience on a very regular basis now, but because I understand the landscape, right? I think that's the thing. If you understand the landscape of what's happening, then it's not near as perplexing / scary, and you can navigate your way through it so much more efficiently, effectively. Oh, and Greg's like, can we talk about energy in, energy out idea that we had this morning? Sure, we'll talk. Hold on to that thought. Actually, this will work really well. Yes, we can. So this will fit in. We're going to blend this into the topic. And so what I want to do in this broadcast is explain from our experience what's happening. So what's this experience? It's this place that we often find ourselves where some of the comments, the way it's been labeled or explained to myself or from my own perspective and from a lot of you kids is, one of them is, I feel lost. Another one is, and it's a different kind of lost. You see, that's the thing. It's like, okay, so I'm growing, but I feel lost. Another one is, I'm not even really sure who I am anymore. Another one is like the Twilight Zone or no man's land or just kind of a drift, right? Just kind of an adrift type thing. And you see, that's such an important part and a valuable part of our growing. But like so many things, when we don't understand what's happening, that's when it can really kind of throw us out of whack. And you see, our understanding of this place and how to navigate our way through it is crucial if we wish to continue to grow, expand, and evolve. Okay, so we'll get up my flip chart here. And let's see, we'll do this. So this is you. Whoops, I turned it off. Right. This is you. And me and my circles, right? I'm going to call this is your world. Right. So what I mean by this is your normal. Right. So it's kind of out of the screen, but I think you can read it. So every one of us has our normal, right? This world or the sphere that we live in. This is our life. Now, some of what's kind of interesting is some of the phrases that we can use to identify this is, well, this is, here's one here. We'll use this color. You see, and we can also call this sphere, where am I going to put this? Our physical world, right? So our I am is our soul, our spirit, and that energy radiates out from us and reflects back to us, like we're on the inside of a reflective sphere, and this is what our world looks like, right? So often what we say is we say, I am this, right? You see, we look at our physical world and we say, this is who I am, right? So the materials that define or create who we are come from our external surroundings, right? So we look at that and we go say, I am fill in the blanks. I am fill in the blanks. I am fill in the blanks. I am my bank account. I am my body shape. I am my spouse or partner. I am my job. I am fill in the blanks, right? So this is what we often do. Now, but here's what happens is we want to make sure I get my colors right. So we have there's catalyst, right, that breaks us out of this, and we go, I'm looking for change, right? I want a different world. I want a different me. I want to become a different I am. Okay, right? I want to become a different person. I want my okay, I'm just gonna go like whoop. No, I don't want one note, go away. I'm just going to go full screen so you can see it better there. Come on. There we go. We're back. Okay. What color was I using here? I want a different normal, right? I want a different world. I want to be a different person. I want to change. That's great. That's perfect. So then what happens is we start the journey. We start the journey. Now, you see, we're designed to grow and expand and evolve. So we're designed to continually go from where we are into a new expression of who we can be, right? So we flow from one normal into a greater expression or a greater normal, if you will. And there's often a catalyst that starts that. Now, sometimes it's a subtle nudge, other time it's a cataclysmic event, right? So you see, in order to make this journey, we're going to need to go through this terrain. And one of the ways we can define this terrain is unknown. There's some of you that are just starting into this right now. And you see, here's the thing. When we're in this existing normal here, we might not like it, but at least we know who we are. And I think sometimes we don't realize how much we need that. We need, who am I? We need to know who I am. At least the normals do, right? And you see, often what keeps them, even though they have the nudge, or maybe it's like a slap on the proverbial side of the head, what keeps them in this is because whether they realize it or not, in order to get to this, they've got to go through here, which is the unknown, which scares the crap out of us. Okay, so they stay where they're at, because at least I know who I am. You see, because when we're in this journey, often when we were here, we said, I am, here's my external circumstances. But you see, when we're here, the question we often ask is, who am I? You see, because when we're in this place, we're not here anymore. And we're actually not here yet. We're in the twilight zone. We're in this place where we can often feel lost, right? And you see, this is where, and I'll kind of segue through to what Greg was talking about. This morning we were talking about the value. We were talking about the value of self-treatments, of a spiritual practice. And you see, when you're going through that no man's land, that's where, your spiritual practice is huge. We were kind of chatting this morning about it. And is that the damn hallway? Yeah, yeah, for sure. We were talking about how how that consistent ingestion of our spiritual nutrients, whatever that looks like, right? Whether it's Reiki, meditation, yoga, I don't know, walking, whatever, right? Writing, drawing, but something that proverbially feeds our soul, right? And I had a protein shake. Every morning I have a protein shake. And the example I made was, so the protein shake I have today is not going to suffice for tomorrow. And so, see, that's the thing. We really need to have that consistent nutrients, both physically and non-physically, or spiritual, if you will. Now, I can't remember how we got on the topic, but what I was suggesting was, it's been my experience, the bigger this is, right, that I'm going from here, I'll make a new drawing, I've kind of mucked this one up, the bigger jump, the more I have to really, really focus in here, and we'll start a new one, on those spiritual, if you will, nutrients. See, that's why the number one thing I tell kids when they're in this no man's land is, this is where you hardcore your, for our purposes, self-treatment, your meditation practice, again, whatever it is. We talked a couple of days ago, I think, about informational nutrients, right? Reading the books, watching the videos that resonate, that really feed your soul, right? Because you're going to need that to take you through this. Because you see, so many times, we've seen this more times than you can shake a stick at, is that people start the journey, then they get in the no man's land, and they starve, right? Because they don't know who they are, and they starve. So guess what? They go back to what they know. Man, and every one of you know people that have done this. Maybe at times it's been the one in the mirror. I know it has been for me at times, right? See, that's why what's going to give you those nutrients you need as you flow through this into this new expression of you. I'm just going to draw a new map because this one's a bit of a mess. Just let me... I'm just going to do it all in one color here. This is you, right? This is the new you, right? New you. New you. You, right? And this is the unknown that we talked about, right? Whoops, that's terrible. I must need more coffee. Unknown, but this is where we grow and this is where the journey is, right? So what's so important, what's so important is that, I keep hitting the wrong button. My goodness, everything's falling apart in the broadcast today. What you need is you need that. And I don't think I can even spell. Well, that's pretty close. That spiritual practice, right? Whatever that looks like for you. So if you're in that spot where you're not where you were, or you're not who you were, but you haven't stepped into the next physical expression of you, and you really, so when you say lost, or when the question is, who am I? It's a very accurate question. Because you don't know. This applies to anything. This applies to growing your business, right? If you want to grow your business to that next grand expression of it, it's going to require you to let go of the old, move through that no man's land. We call it pucker time a lot of times as you're going through that to get and to step into that new expression of your business. This principle applies really in every aspect of our lives, right? So, and what Greg and I were talking about was, and this is one of the things that I do, is the more I wish, so these programs, right? So I'm doing them, well, pretty much every day, whether it's myself or whether it's Greg or Tracy or things like this. We start doing the evening ones and then, of course, teaching on the weekend. So the more output, basically, I'm going to produce for every, and I just made up numbers, right? So kind of for every, we'll go this way. I haven't done this one for a while. Yeah, we'll do this. For every one unit of output that I have, it requires me to ingest like two units in myself. It's not a one-to-one ratio. And this is so important, is that what's happening in this no man's land, right? What's happening in this no man's land is you're changing and you're growing and you're healing. Okay. Doesn't mean we don't heal where we're at. And doesn't mean we're going to continue to heal when we get to this new expression of us. But in the middle, when you're ingesting that, not only are you fueling your body, just like the protein shakes that I have, you're also healing traumas because, geez, I keep going back to this. That's okay. Because one of the things that happens in this journey is your healing. Whoa. You're healing traumas from where? Here, right? So you're healing traumas from there. And so that's why it's so important for me anyway that you're continually nourishing yourself, because not only are you fueling that flow, you're also healing the traumas from the past, which support the fueling of the flow, right? And so this is the time, and this is one of my standard things I tell folks. You need to double down or triple down on adding value. I talked to this, I can't remember, Spiritual Economics, if you days ago, and you see, you'll be able to check through those episodes once I got them all moved to the fan page, but was you're adding value to you, and you do that in basically two ways, right? You're adding value to fuel your growth. You're healing traumas that have been holding you back. Oh, that's good. Somebody should write that down. In the journey, You're fueling your growth and you're healing the traumas that have held you back. I don't think there's really a whole lot more. I'm totally experiencing healing. Oh, okay. Candace is an amazing lady. She actually posted I didn't know, Candace, that you took the picture. That was really cool. So she posted a really nice picture with a learning, I guess you could say, she picked up from the show a couple of days ago and shared that on my wall. That's perfect. So what Candace says, totally experiencing healing of the traumas right now. You see, and we all are, because I'll get this right. I'm just going to do full screen because it works. Because there's so many of us. I got to do a new picture here. Oh, I know what I'm doing wrong. I'm pushing the wrong darn button on the pen. Hold on. This will help. I'll have to have a sip of coffee. Here we go. There we go. See, it's all better now, right? Because... here's old, here's right, new, here's the journey. Now, as I said, what often happens is there'll often be two areas where the resistance, I'll use that word, is greater. And it's here, right? Because, as I said, this is where we really step into that unknown. So often that first step is where you'll notice a lot of resistance. And guess where the second place is that you're going to notice a lot of resistance, therefore require a lot of healing. And that's right here. Because what's happening here, this is good. In many ways, this journey from the old to the new is this. You see, when we're moving from the old to the new, that journey can be, I think, quite accurately described as a journey of death. Now, what I mean by that is the old you needs to die in order for the new you. Oh, this is good. I always love how the universe just flows things in nicely. In order for the new you to be born. And so those self-treatments, your spiritual practice, those spiritual nutrients in that process of dying are so incredibly valuable. And the other thing that often kids notice when they're going through this, and this isn't a bad thing, it just is they'll feel this. Oops, sorry. They'll feel loss, right? And it's very true, because where the loss is here, right? And so that's another reason why your spiritual practice is so valuable. And as I said, the other spot where you're probably going to notice a lot of resistance is right here. Just as the new you is preparing to be born. And I know this. There are several of you that are listening right now, people that I've talked to, that they are right in that spot. You've done the work. You've went through kind of that ickiness of this, right? And the new you is just about to be born. And that's often where you'll notice that next surge of resistance. Is because the old you is about to die. You see, I guess a way I could have maybe been a little bit more accurate with this is, let's see if we can put a different color. Well, we'll try that. is this is dying. I can't spell, but you know that. That's not. How do you spell dying? Goodness gracious. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's bad. Isn't this? Okay, this is dying. Work with me, all right? This is death, right? This is dying. This right here is death. Now, where's the death? The death is of the old you, right? And so, you see, that's why those times when it's like it seems the toughest almost. And what we want to do is, well, we don't know what the hell to do anymore, because it's like we're so far away from the old us that it's like I couldn't go back even if I wanted to, but I still haven't seen the new me come through, and I just feel like shit right now. It's like my external circumstances, they're not getting better. It's like they're getting worse, right? Candace posted this. So explains much of the emotional roller coaster. You see, and I know I keep saying it, but I'm only saying it because it's true. Thank you so much for Candace for supporting us and being willing to share, because you know what? You're not the only one. There are people that are probably watching this live and guaranteed when they're watching the recording that are experiencing the same thing. And this is where, for me, this is often what I'm told. I'm just going to put it up on screen because it's worthwhile. And all of you need to hear this. Hold fast. Hold fast. This is the first area people start to step out, they go back. The second one is they're almost through. And it's like, I've never had this experience before. Some of you ladies probably have, but it's almost like you're just ready to give birth. I was like, oh man, every time I move, it hurts. I can't, nothing's comfortable. I'm peeing every 20 minutes. I don't know how that all works, but anyway. But and it's like, get the damn thing out. and all joking aside, that's a really good example of what our own personal spiritual growth looks like. You're right at this spot. And just hold fast. Don't take it easy on yourself. Cut yourself some slack, right? Double down on your spiritual practice, because you're getting ready to give birth to a whole new expression of you. The old you is dying / dead. And as soon as that death happens, rebirth becomes part of that, right? Because death and rebirth are two halves of the same whole, right? But hold fast. Hold on to your vision. Cut yourself some slack, because now you may do a fair bit of tripping and falling. That's okay. Get up, hold fast, because this is valuable. The universe knows what it's doing. I've lost track of how many times I've been at that spot. And I kind of go, man, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make this. I don't know if I can do this. And the universe has said to me, almost in a, what would I say? Kind of a joking fashion, I suppose, if I can put it that way. The universe says, do you think I would have brought you this far to drop you now? So the universe would say to all you that are watching, either live or recorded, do you think I would have brought you this far to drop you now? I won't drop you. Don't let go of me. Hold fast. If you skip this entire broadcast and only heard this last 2 minutes, it would be enough. Hold fast. Don't listen to your logic. Don't listen to the voices in your head. They're going to be loud. Hold fast. The universe hasn't gone away. The creative flow hasn't gone away. you're about to see a birthing of a whole new expression of you. Hold fast. Yeah. Tracy just really echoed this experience that I just did for myself, right? Hold fast. Thanks for sharing that, Tracy. That's great. Hold fast. As always, it's been a great broadcast. Thanks for joining me. I'm so glad the commercial thing worked. That was pretty cool. Do I have it? I don't have the website up. That's okay. Convergence.healingcenter.ca. I'll make the fan page public shortly, so you'll see that. You can like that if you wish to. Still be broadcasting in either my personal profile or Greg's with the Straight Shooters. We kind of share back and forth. Share this video. This video was great, especially the last 2 or 3 minutes. Very valuable, very important. People need to hear that. Well, actually, people need to hear this whole damn video. It was a really good one. So many people get just knocked to the curb because they don't understand what's happening in this process and then therefore how to navigate their way through it. Thanks for your comments. I think we're done. This is perfect. You all know me, Restlito Ask the Wizard. This has been Anything Can Happen Thursday, and yep, anything happened again. See you on the web, kids. I'm holding fast. Perfect.